I didn't know that you were a big fan of Godzilla growing up, you know?
Dude, crazy, crazy big fan, but it's just like, I so fell out of it because I have not liked a Godzilla movie in a long time. Like, Godzilla 2000 and 2000 was, like, fucking trash. Remember the really skinny Godzilla?
Well, I just didn't know that you would rent, you know, Godzilla movies from Blockbuster over and over again. Like, that was
like
your...
all the original ones. Like, literally just the original Godzillas. Just, like Japanese people fighting Godzilla. It just dubbed over. I didn't even realize it was dubbed over growing up. I would just watch it all the time. I didn't realize it was from the 50s to the 90s until recently, because I thought Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla came out in like 2000, because they talked about it like it was from the turn of the millennium, but it's from the fucking 70s.
Damn.
And I waited for it to come to Blockbuster, but it came out in like the 70s. It just wasn't at Blockbuster yet.
Yeah, it was just like an old throwback. Well, that was like your, that was my Napoleon Dynamite and The Terminal with Tom Hanks.
Do you have something you want to open with, or you just want to fucking...
I could just hit it, and then, you know,
just hit start. Stanley is right there. Elias with a guitar to the shoulder of Jordan.
What do you got to say now, Corey?
About what? Elias just got himself disqualified.
But... I mean, you didn't say anything about Jason Jordan outside running all around using illegal tactics. You didn't say anything.
Welcome back to the Illegal Tactics Podcast. Kev, did you listen to Cheap Heat this week?
I did not listen to any Cheap Heat this week, actually.
Oh, my God.
They did your question?
Let's see. Here's an important one. Alexander says, Rio de Janeiro food wrecks? Hey, Sweet Pete, physically large, SGG, and Dearest Dip, longtime listener, first-time writer, huge fan of the show, been rocking with you since the early days of tag-teaming with Shoes. I recently got engaged to my wonderful valet, and we are on our way to Rio de Janeiro for my birthday and the Carnival Music Festival, as Troy would say. And would love to get some mage food recommendations of spots you and Miss Hatton enjoyed during your recent vacation. Much appreciated. Stay mage and enjoy yourself always.
Wow. Wow, you, did, you finally made it onto a big podcast.
Confirmed friend of the show. Alexander.
Dude, confirmed,
you know,
friend of the show, Pete Rosenberg. Wow. Big things are happening.
Big things are coming.
Shout out
to Peter Rosenberg, friend of the show, for the Brazilian food recommendations for my birthday trip to Brazil.
Did he give you a good amount?
He gave me two places, and I'm like, that's fucking perfect, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, this is my favorite steakhouse, and this has a dope view. You know, and confirmed, he told me to literally enjoy myself, you know.
Ooh, big things. I'm really happy for you. You finally got onto a wrestling podcast with listeners.
Confirmed. But I will say, though, I did put like, you know, I put like Alex, you know, Illegal Tactics, Fiber Food. He did not. He just cut that out. And I was like, all right, I get
of course.
It. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to plug away over here, you know,
you know. can't be plugging the competition, you know. It's like plugging AEW on WWE.
But you know, with that being said, crazy week of pro wrestling. What a way to kick it off, you know, the biggest news right there. But now we can jump into the real world of professional wrestling. I mean, we're a couple days removed from SmackDown. That seems to be the thing that everybody wants to talk about first, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel any different than you did Friday night? So, before we start, Rock Roman seems to be a go. And Cody Rhodes is seemingly out of the title picture. Allegedly. Yeah. We don't know yet. We technically don't know. I have
no
idea.
He's
what
in the secondary title picture.
So,
or they're going to force it into a triple threat. Which would just wouldn't make sense, because he's like, I'm not going to challenge you, Roman, at WrestleMania.
That's what I'm saying.
He explicitly said that.
He kind of left it a little weird. I mean, what happened on Friday night, in your words? Because I really liked the Seth Rollins promo on Monday, and I really liked Rollins video package on Friday, where he was trying to get
it
Cody
to... It really felt
to...
like they set this up perfectly for Cody to challenge Seth. And then in my view on Friday... Roman said, if you challenge Seth, you're a bitch because Seth's title doesn't matter. All the insults he threw at Seth and CM Punk, whatever, that's just heel shit. But he said, like, so explicitly that this title doesn't matter, that if you want to be the best, you have to go for this title. And he's like, you could be the second best. That's fine. That's the other title. Didn't put Seth over at all. Didn't put him over as competition. Nobody wanted to bring up the fact that Seth is the only guy that's beat Roman. You know, if Roman doesn't acknowledge any of these things, it doesn't mean anything. It's the old Jericho thing where it's like, you have to put over your opponent, you know, or it doesn't make anybody look good. It makes everybody look bad. But regardless, they buried that fucking title. And then Cody came out and cut a whole long ass promo being like, look, that title's great, but I need this title. That's the title my dad had. This title, this new title, has no lineage. You know, Seth's title just doesn't have any lineage. It doesn't fucking matter. And only Roman's matters. It's not the Hollywood title. Cue the music of Hollywood. Can you smell Hollywood coming through the door to cuck Cody Rhodes? Yes, I can. And that's exactly what happened. He's like, I'm going to challenge not at WrestleMania. And Cody Rhodes just fucking disappeared into the smoke, you know? And we got Rock versus Roman.
Allegedly. And allegedly.
He said, I'm challenging you. No, it's not so, alleged. There's okay, like, so there's
allegedly
like graphics
at WrestleMania.
Made.
We don't know.
There's like graphics be made for it. He said there's like a tweet of him, like for the press conference for stuff about WrestleMania. It's not alleged. It's like set in stone. It's alleged in so far as like plans can change, like card subject to change.
Absolutely.
But it's not alleged in so far as that is the plan right now.
All we know is that Cody said to Roman, I want to take everything from you. Something to that effect of like, that's the way how he finishes the story, or that's part of his story, is taking everything from Roman. And he kind of didn't really specifically say, he just said like, I'm coming for that title, but what would he say? Like, not now or something.
Yeah.
And then The Rock came out.
Not at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Whispered into his ear, held him close. And then Cody walked away. And then also like Rocky didn't say anything. He kind of just did this big stare down with Roman. So there's not really anything to go on other than we got to tune in on Thursday at 4 p.m. to the Peacock press conference in Las Vegas, you know?
So crazy.
This is just like, to me, I feel like we're all just getting worked. I mean, I have a question. As of right now, what are actually the night one and night two main events of WrestleMania to you? Because Cody has to be in one of them. He won the Royal Rumble. Is it Seth? Or is he facing, is Roman pulling double duty? He's doing Rock night one, Cody night two. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't know what's going to happen.
In terms of what has the most heat right now, it's Roman Rock night two and Bayley EO night one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. There is a women's Royal Rumble. Because I was thinking, I was like, what happens if, like, what if they did night one Rock Roman? Also did Cody Seth. And then on Sunday, night two, it's just an exhibition match, champion versus champion. So in that way, it's kind of like you want Roman to win to face Seth Rollins night two. To kind of tie in this whole, whatever it was, like you said, like burying him, calling him like no pop, wearing his wife's clothes, like he was absolutely dumping on him. It's like, what's the heat gonna go somewhere unless it's gonna be a match or something, right?
Yeah, I just don't see, I would love that to some degree, but also I just don't see the validity in an exhibition match. I also don't see any good coming from uniting the titles. I want each show to have its own title. I know a lot of people don't like it. I liked when there was just one title for a little bit. But just with Raw going to Netflix and SmackDown going on USA, I just think I would just prefer to have them each having their own titles. I like it every now and then, you know?
I didn't mean to say, like, merge. I just think, like, that's why I said, like, you know, just, it's just, like, bragging rights. Because it's, like, there's the beef there where it's, like, Seth did beat Roman, technically. The only one, you know, within his title reign or whatever, by DQ Royal Rumble. But then, you know, it's like, him saying, like, I don't need to unify the titles. We're just going to see who's better. Which of the Shield bros are better?
And that Moxley, way, you know, how do you book that?
How do you book Seth versus Roman, night two?
How do you book an exhibition match? Another, you know, Roman victory where he cheats to win to protect the other guy?
I mean, Seth
another
could win.
DQ Seth could win, victory.
And then Roman keeps his title, sets up Raw and the shiny new big gold belt real nice, you know?
But then you take away a lot of that luster from Roman. You need to keep Roman's streak going until he loses it all at once.
Fair enough. There's a lot of interest because, like, I didn't expect all the backlash. Like, it seems as if the plans were Rock versus Roman right now, shoehorned in it, or whatever it was. Because I couldn't think, like, if Cody was going to challenge Seth, if that's what's going to happen tomorrow on Monday Night Raw, is that, you know, Cody and Seth can maybe try and hash things out. I feel like he could have done it a little bit better, right? Because then how is he going to, what is he going to do with his Rumble spot, you know?
I think he's going to hold on to it. I think he may end up in this Roman match, this Roman Rock match.
Triple threat.
Something like that. He just said that he doesn't even want Seth's title. So what, now he's going to go back on Monday and then challenge Seth?
It's looking pretty bad, not going to lie.
There's a lot of people saying that he's going to go for Seth's title and then unite the titles. I really don't like that idea. It also is just, like, really dumping on Seth. For what?
It almost
Seth
feels
is just
like
eating
it has
shit to in all of this. For what? Yeah. He's done nothing but good for this company.
Yeah, nobody really put him over on Friday. But that's why, you know, maybe that's part of the storytelling. That's why I'm thinking we're getting work. Because, like, look.
Yeah.
They had a giant week. And then the news dropped. And then that dominated the news cycle. And now it's just like, hey, let's start making crazy headlines, you know, to really stir up the pot over here. And kind of, like, you know, move on from the news cycle. You know, and
very,
just kind of keep moving.
Very possible.
And that's why
I think the only way that you can have Rock Roman on night one, you need Cody, Punk, and Seth for night two. That triple threat can go on night two. That has enough heat. I don't know if, you know, C. Mussolini Phil can heal his tricep by night two.
I don't know. I don't know. Seemingly, it's interesting, though. It makes you want to watch Raw and SmackDown and see what the fuck's going on. Because, like, it's, who knows what the Mania card's looking up. But what we do know from SmackDown is that the women's Royal Rumble winner, Bayley, will be challenging Io Sky at WrestleMania. What are your thoughts? That segment was awesome. I loved it.
Amazing. Her Royal Rumble victory was amazing, and her segment was amazing. They played it up so well by not having Dakota in there, by pointing out that Asuka and Kairi are both, like, new influences on her. That's the reason why Io has become, like, sort of a piece of shit mean girl. And the Bayley voice crack, dude, like, promo of the cinch was the Bayley voice crack right there. Like, moment of the night goes to the Bayley voice crack. Oh, so good. And then just getting hit with a title in the back of the head. Amazing. Peak wrestling right there. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love that they, you know, these Japanese bullies will be getting what's coming to them at WrestleMania. You know, Godzilla, right? We're tying it all in. I mean, I don't know if I'm throwing that in the episode.
It's all, you know, like a microcosm for imperialism and the damage control, you know?
But dude, I popped so hard for Bayley, basically speaking Japanese and calling them out.
I know.
That was
so
pretty
you think
awesome.
I don't know that you're just bullying me and talking shit about me? It's so sick. It's such a good segment, man. But I think promo of the week goes to Drew McIntyre. I think became a main eventer this week,
dude. He's killing it even on, like, social media these last couple of weeks. He's just, like, speaking his mind, and it's like it's actually getting over. I saw, like, there
his
was another
evil he's a bad guy.
Dude, I loved how he Was that the one where he was like, I prayed for this?
And it happened. I prayed for this. And it happened. It was delivered so beautifully. Like, the valet was taking a nap when I was watching that. And then I was like, I rewound it all the way to the beginning to show her. I was like, look how he does your boy. Look how he does your boy, Pepsi Phil. She also is a big Drew fan. Drew is, like, awesome. But he's been, like, really top mid-carder or, like, gonna lose in the main event, right? Like, that's where he's been. And right. It's such a hard, like, thing to gap. It's such a hard place to get to the next level. It's where Jey Uso is. It's where Sami Zayn is. And to get to a place where, like, they're gonna pull the trigger on you. Sami Zayn was there last year. But unfortunately, like, the gap was, like, getting to the level where you could, like, beat Roman, where it's, like, worth beating Roman, you know? It's really hard to get past that. And right now, you could throw a main event title on Drew, you know? You could have him in main event matches with CM Punk, you know? That's, like, big, big shit right there, you know, where he's squaring up with Cody, Roman, and Seth, and you're like, oh, but you could also just have Drew in there because he is beefing 100% with them. Like, he was beefing with Jey Uso a month ago, and he just gapped Jey Uso to CM Punk. And Jey Uso is probably in my top five favorite wrestlers, but CM Punk is above him, you know? He's just higher on the roster.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't even know what Drew's plans for WrestleMania are, but he is killing it. Especially, I mean, the fucking CM Punk promo, dude. That shit got me emotional. Talking about, like, his friend with cancer, who's that newfound glory guy, you know? And it's just like,
yeah,
it's crazy that he's, you know, this side of Punk that we're getting to see on WWE is so different than what we saw in AEW. And that's why, you know, I thought I was getting work too, because he started throwing punches with the, you know, he had the sling gimmick.
Throwing punches with his sling, you know? That's the first, he, like, did two kicks, and he was like, I'm punching with my sling right now. And yeah, shout out to Punk, shout out to, you know, his friend from Newfound Glory with cancer. I've seen the stories of him going with his friend. Like, Punk literally just goes with him to the doctor to sit with him while he gets chemotherapy. Like, that's real as fuck, you know? You can't make that shit up, and that's a beautiful thing right there. You know, it's a tough thing to do.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's just like, it makes you think that CM Punk is not as injured as reported. You know, it's everything, like, kayfabe is back. You know what I mean? Like, nobody knows what's real, what's not. Like, is he actually injured, or is this just kind of a thing? Because it's like, without that injury, that promo doesn't hit as hard, because it makes you feel so sad for him that it's like he was about to accomplish his dream. To main event, WrestleMania, night one, easy peasy, you know?
Yep.
And this fucking torn tricep, there's so many good analogies, but
yeah,
it's crazy, man.
Yeah, but really, I hope he's not injured. He just needs to get in the fucking gym. Like, we can't have you at Royal Rumble ready for WrestleMania. We got to get you, you know, we got to get you on some TRT, on some HGH. I wonder if that goes against Straight Edge, you know? It's in your body. It's there.
We'll see, dude. I've been on my For You page, have been so much, like, old CM Punk stuff, and I'm like, man, I can't wait for this guy to fucking come back, cuz I'm interested in all these stories, especially the one with Drew, like you were saying.
Him saying I prayed for this was like, he's like, he comes out and he's like, that story about your friend with cancer, he's like, I get it, dude. I haven't been a spiritual person until recently. I don't know what's happened. I've been going through it. He relates it to his friend with cancer, and he's like, but this, and he points at him, I prayed for this and it came true. It's like, what? You're gonna relate his injury to his buddy with cancer? He's sick, so fuck. Good.
And saved by Sami Zayn, so that's cool to kind of see Sami Zayn and Punk kind of cross paths now in like 2024, you know?
Because I know
that was like on the tail end as Sami was getting in, Punk was getting out. So
yeah, and apparently Punk was not nice to Kevin Owens on the Indies. Was he also not nice to Sami Zayn?
No, I think he liked Sammy. I think he just hated that Kevin Owens in the Indies was wearing a t-shirt while wrestling. That's really? What he was getting bullied for. He was like, you got to wear, you know.
He didn't like that he was wearing a t-shirt or like basketball shorts. He was, he was cross-arm standing next to Cornette. Like, no, you can't wear that, you know? And then Cornette's like, yeah, fatty. And he's like, no, it's fine that he's fat. He's like, you just can't wear a t-shirt, you slob.
Yeah, but look at him now, dude. Oh, speaking of Kevin Owens, dude, he fucking killed it.
Dude, like a literal five-star match with Logan Paul. I think they jive so well together. Like, Logan Paul's like wannabe complimentary, wannabe Hangman, wannabe Ospreay style, super athletic, high-flying, like, uses every move in the business, like, fucking copy curse technique, Yuta Okatsu, like, using everybody's moves. And then Kevin Owens just that violent style that he has where he's just like power moves and violence jived so fucking well. And Logan just takes it like a fucking champ. And did you see the video of his interview after where he's like a little fucking knocked loose?
Yeah. He's just like, can't respond.
Him a question. He's like, I don't know. Ask me another time. He just walks away.
Yeah. He was fucked up. And he's that like, was,
I don't
was
know, man. I just went through a fucking table.
And, you know, Logan Paul, who opened the show on Friday, he confirmed Kevin Owens did more damage to him than Floyd Mayweather. Crazy. But, dude, I am loving this Logan Paul stuff. I'm Logan Paul pilled right now. You know, fucking
you
Jinder Mahal,
since the beginning.
Old news. But, dude, this fucking, this promo was so good. He was just making fun of CM Punk and Seth Rollins and stuff. Like, who is Logan Paul going to face at WrestleMania at this point? Like, who's even
he
on
wants
the level
Rock?
Logan
he
Paul?
Wants revenge on the Rock. Did you hear
did
about
you see
the Logan Paul Rock beef?
I did. It was on. That was the end of the impulsive interview with John Cena. Was when
he talked about like what the Rock did.
The Rock did. Well, what happened was John Cena was asked questions about the Rock, and then Logan Paul was getting kind of emotional because he said he used to be like tight with the Rock. Like, actual, like, low-key, like, buddies with him.
Yeah.
He said that The Rock was his idol because he wants to be, like, him in entertainment and just, like, you know, a businessman. They were friends. And then Logan Paul did the... even talked about it. Like, Logan Paul talked about the thing. And that's the thing I love about John Cena, dude. This guy is just a wise old tree, dude. Like, I can listen to him talk. I would love to have a podcast, you know, to listen to that's John Cena's every single day of just him talking me through life. But anyway, he coached Logan Paul through this whole thing. And that was the thing that after he posted that video, because I'm not going to mention what happened with The Rock, people can look it up, you know, that strained the relationship between the two of them, you know.
You can just say it's really not that big of a deal. They had a bunch of content together. They were making content together. Then Logan Paul posted the Japan video, the Suicide Forest video, and then The Rock basically like ghosted him, and his manager messaged Logan, was like, delete all of our content together.
Yes, because The Rock's
doesn't
mom,
want to be associated with that.
But because
with all
the Rock's
drama.
Mom, you know, you can look it up anyway.
Oh,
what's it called? Other than that, Logan Paul, though, you know, he's trying his best to. That's what I can appreciate, dude. It's interesting to see, especially when he has people on his podcast, dude. Like the amount of respect Logan Paul has for the business, and now that Logan Paul has to, he even said, like, I have to cross paths with The Rock now. Like, we work for the same company, you know. They're basically both on top, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's going to be something. So it was interesting to see Logan grow as a person, both inside and outside the ring. So we'll see what happens, dude. But Kevin Owens looks more jacked. Have you noticed that? He looks like he's fucking trimming down for WrestleMania season.
You think so? I hope
so. I know so.
Yeah.
He's ready for this push, dude. I fucking get it.
Do you think, I wanted to ask, especially regarding the U.S. title picture, do you think we're going to get Bad Bunny?
I think we have to. I mean, the rumored match was the GOAT Dominic Mysterio versus Bad Bunny at WrestleMania, but this could easily turn into a, you know, Puerto Rico on a pole match, Logan Paul versus Bad Bunny, you know?
Dude.
The state of Puerto Rico.
Dude,
you know, the D
I would land. Love that. Speaking of of them. Can you believe that Logan Paul is such a mark for Dominic Mysterio? Like, genuine. Yeah, me too.
What I really do love about Logan Paul's podcast with pro wrestlers is just like he gets to see him mark out for this stuff and learn stuff in real time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and they put him over huge. And that, like, if I was Logan Paul, I'd be like, thanks, man. You know, like, because they can appreciate how much effort it takes this guy to be around. He's around pretty often. You know, mm-hmm. He's like, you were supposed to be like a celebrity. Like 15
he's
minutes
to do like five times a year. He's doing way more. Every time I see him, I'm like, he's doing this pretty often.
Yeah,
he's here a good amount, you know.
He's like a full-time wrestler. It's crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. With all the stuff he's got going on. But dude, I mean,
he's
got
to be at least doing it like 20 like five times a year, you know, around like half the year.
Mm-hmm. And it's WrestleMania season, so you think that we're going to see him a little bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Yeah. You know, who knows?
Who do you think his opponent's going to be? It's getting announced next Friday. Nick Aldis is announcing it?
I think it's his next challenger. I don't know if it's... I think it's for the Chamber. I could
oh,
be
it
wrong.
Is for the Chamber. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know, dude. There's a lot of new signings on SmackDown we can talk about. You know, Naomi signed to SmackDown. That was really cool. Tiffany Stratton.
Congrats to Naomi. And congrats to Tiffany Stratton. They're both signed to SmackDown?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. SmackDown women's roster is fucking stacked. Why did you not put them both on Raw?
Oh, that's true. I mean, you're right. It's like, it's crazy.
What the hell? Every, like, good female, like, what? Oh, you know what we need? We actually need Rhea versus Raquel Rodriguez again.
I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, it's contract signing season right now, so it seems
like... them to SmackDown. I mean, to Raw. It's crazy.
I mean, you never know who's going to show up on Raw. I mean, we have, you know, Bron Breakker and Jade Cargill both deciding between both brands. We don't know which is going. I love that.
I know.
Bron Breakker.
Who
you
signed
know.
To Raw? It just happened.
I can't remember who signed... to Raw, but I know that, like, Roxanne Perez, you were talking about the Raw Women's Division, she could be mm-hmm. totally signed to Raw and kind of stir up some stuff over there. It's not B-Fab, because she is with the Bobby Prophets. Did you pop for that?
I didn't notice that. That's awesome. And I watched the whole Bobby Prophets match against, what is the name of that terrible faction?
The Final Chapter?
Mm-hmm. What is it? The Final Testament. Oh my god. Terrible.
Not a fan
of Karrion Kross? All of them bad. Just not a fan of any of it.
Give it time.
No. I've given it enough time. I've given all of them individually like over 3 years.
I have some faith. We'll see. You know, the tag titles aren't on SmackDown as much. You know, Judgment Day's on Raw. We'll just
okay.
Give it a minute.
Someone signed to Raw in Pierce's room.
Find out for me. But I did love the Legado del Fantasma dinner thing. Dude,
Andrade.
Fucking... Good
call.
Yeah. There you go. Organic. Nailed it. That's also the thing. You know, Legado is fucking... I know that they were, you know, in between heated up and not, but I like that Santos Escobar just said, now that we're all here, you know, Electra Lopez, the Humberto and Angel, he's like, my goal is to erase Rey Mysterio's LWO. I'm like, cool. That at least gives me like an end game for whatever this is.
yeah. I also like that his entire faction is fully Latino now.
Actually, yeah.
No offense. I love the Filipino people. I've been a fan of the Filipino people almost my entire life. I've been rocking with Filipino holidays. I've been going to Filipino restaurants since the beginning, but not Latino.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed.
Sorry, Joaquin Wilde, but, you know, fuck off with your dumb hat. Stupid-ass motherfucker.
The biggest heel in the biz, the fucking
biggest
hat.
Heel in the biz to me.
But yeah, what else was there? Anything on Raw that popped in? DIY, do you care?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are the peak example of we need new music back.
Dude, we need CFOs, we need Jim Johnson to collab. Please collab. And but what I did want to ask you also is like are you liking the new changes of like the technical director, the new vibe of WWE now that Kevin Dunn is gone? Have you noticed it's all like, it's a little bit different. It's a little more like promo-y. It's got more sleek transitions. You know,
I haven't noticed it a super amount, but I do like the new backstage stuff. My only complaint would be in the Santos Escobar backstage thing, and it's so minor, but you know how they were out to dinner?
Mm-hmm.
They use so much like full restaurant dinner noises. You could hear so many people eating and drinking in the background, like it sounded like clanking. A full cafeteria. Yeah. They didn't show one other person. The entire time I was talking to the valet, I was like, they have to show somebody else in this restaurant. They have to show somebody else in this restaurant with how much fucking clanking is happening. Like, you can't have this much atmospheric talking and like clanking noises and not show anybody else in this. Just like, don't just like have like the light music, you know, like the light Italian mm-hmm. or like Spanish
private
music.
Room.
Don't,
you know?
Yeah.
No noise.
Don't make it this fucking loud of a restaurant if you're not gonna show anybody else in here. It's like a it's filled with fucking ghosts. It's crazy to me.
But yeah. Anything else from WWE that popped you this week? I mean I know we talked about it earlier, but man, that Seth promo was so good. Even though Roman shit all over it. But man, that
yeah,
was like
no,
the highlight of my week for a minute, you know?
Seth and Drew really have stepped up their game on the road to WrestleMania. I'm really so hyped for them. Like, look, people can say they're buried and this and that, but they're going to crawl. Well, I guess Seth is the only one that's buried. He's going to crawl right out from under it. So it doesn't really fucking matter.
I'm very curious to see his response tomorrow.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I hope he shows up on SmackDown and kicks Roman in the fucking dick. I think that is the only way to get out of this. Roman's cutting a promo, Seth appears, kicks him in the dick, stomps him, and leaves. Just do that.
That would actually be so good. I would pop someone.
It'd be so good.
It'd be badass.
Just fucking hit him and go, dude. Don't stick around. Don't get fucking spiked by Solo. Just get out of there. You know? Mm. And be like, oh, I beat you already. Fuck you. You've never beaten me, and I beat you, so which title means more? Stupid.
Yeah.
And Drew is in God mode, like truly. I want to see this character develop, this like spiritual religious character, and I'm just really excited to see. I mean, we're probably not going to see it until the Chamber, I guess, but I really want to see like what feuds we're going to get for WrestleMania. Dominic Mysterio, Drew, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Jey Uso. There's so many top guys right now. Judgment Day. You know, with Cody possibly challenging Seth Rollins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, it is the perfect time. It is the only perfect opportunity ever for Damian to cash in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
for both Seth and Cody to lose. Cody can't win that title. He could have until Friday. There was one window where it would have made sense for him to win, and it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, they could have had it, except, you know, Roman was just too brutal, dude. No pop. I know I said that earlier, but damn, that one really, because there really was no pop when he said Seth Rollins' name, you know? And I really thought that Cody could have fucking done it, especially the way that Cody was selling that promo when he was saying like the Dusty Rhodes title, and then you see, you know, the flashback of him holding the big gold Dusty, and then Cody's lip is quivering and then he's about to cry. You know, it's like, this could have really been something really good. It could have been Cody Seth 4, and Cody would have lost. It would have been okay, because it would have mm-hmm. been so good, you mm-hmm. know? But anyway, Damian should cash in, because I have no idea. This guy is not world champion ready, and at this point, anything to make some headlines. I mean,
yeah.
they kicked out R-Truth. Do you you think that's real? Confirmed?
Yeah, of course. They really, like JD McDonagh, the way he attacked him, I was like, dude, you're not beating the racism allegations now. So you gotta fucking chill.
I mean, dude, fucking, who knows what's happening with Judgment Day? Rhea wants him to be more, you know, no more games, no more jokes.
the real move is to break up the Judgment Day. Damian versus Dominic for the briefcase. Dominic cashes in, steals it from Cody and Seth.
Dude,
that's how you end WrestleMania night one or two.
Yeah.
That's how you end WrestleMania with Dominic over Cody and Seth's dead bodies holding the title with Cody crying. He's like, no, I lost everything. And Dominic's like, yeah.
That would be great.
And like with fucking mommy holding him.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, they have matching world titles. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. The content. That's crazy. How you do it. That's what everybody's wait. Look, Dominic doesn't have to hold it for a fucking year. What you need is that WrestleMania moment that makes everybody go, why the fuck am I watching WrestleMania right now? I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, dude. Dirty Dom. He'll get there. I can't wait, dude. He's just almost. Yes. I think we're going to get there soon, you know?
And then he starts a new faction with like Andrade and Logan Paul.
Dude, him and Logan Paul tag team after Logan Paul loses the US title would be major.
Who says he's so losing the US title?
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Anyway, before we get out of here, you want to talk about some AEW from this week? Did you only watch... How much AEW did you watch this week?
I think I finished Dynamite. What? How did Dynamite end?
Hard to say. I mean, what are some things that you remember? Or what are some things that you liked
from Dynamite? Why is it hard to say?
Oh, no, it was the Swerve, you know, Hangman, Samoa Joe... It's like, pick your poison match.
Who, what RVD. Opponent did he pick for Swerve?
So it was Hangman versus Tonga Loa, and then it was...
RVD.
RVD versus Swerve in a hardcore match.
Yeah. That was super hype when he's like, and I get to pick the stipulation. It's a hardcore match. And then it pans back to Swerve, and RVD just immediately throws a chair at his face. I mean, within half a second. It was such good timing. I loved it. I was like, wow, it's a hardcore match with RVD, I guess.
It was really good.
The best part of Dynamite were the Young Bucks and their new character.
I am really loving the EVPs. I've said this. I feel like I said this the first week that they showed
you
up.
You did. You were right there at the beginning.
The
I was
goatees.
Skeptical. I'm 1,000,000,000% in.
You know, it's just like Chris said, they... got rid of the mustaches. They didn't want to be anything associated to Vince McMahon.
That was me that said that. It wasn't Chris.
Said that in the group chat. No. Well, confirmed. You were right because they were gone. As soon as those fucking court documents went out, the goatee came up.
Yeah.
But no, I love
it. Very smart of them. No reason to invoke it. No reason to pay homage to him in any way. You know, whether it's complimentary or a dig. Be gone.
Yeah, move on.
Be gone, evil man. You know? You can do a different fucking, you know, hairstyle. I love that for them. And they're really being hilarious with this gimmick.
Yeah. You just gotta keep leaning into it, and you gotta keep building on it. And that's also the cool part about AEW in the new year. You know, like, at World's End when MJF left, like, all of those stories kind of just like, okay, reset. Legit, you know? And it's been pretty solid. I mean, Dynamite was a little crazy. I mean, you know, Jeff Hardy versus Mox, whatever. But we did get the CMLL invasion. Do you care at all about these luchadors coming in and kind of messing things up and the partnership?
I didn't know any of them. Did you know any of them? Did you care?
At first, I was like, no, this is dumb. Especially at the end. I did care when Mox went into the crowd and started shoving them and, like, you know, flipping them off in their faces. That was cool. But then, you know, the Jabronis came out for the Rampage match to promote that, but they are facing CMLL versus Blackpool Combat Club next week. But I did watch Collision, and I did actually really like Collision. I thought Collision was way better than Dynamite this week. just because, dude, if you're gonna go watch Collision, go watch that Swerve promo, dude. He had an amazing promo. About how he's gonna take the title. It was really, really cool to see Swerve on there. He put over a lot of black wrestlers for Black History Month. Shout out to Ron Simmons, Kofi Kingston, Athena. That was really cool.
Hell yeah. Dude, I hope we can get Athena on TV. I don't know why she's just been relegated to ROH for the last 2 years.
No, for sure. I don't know, but I was hoping that maybe when he shouted her out, that maybe that'll spark something.
I really hope so. When I went to Dynamite Live in like last December, like December 2022, we saw an Athena match in like the opening. It was like the right before Dynamite started, she had a match. It was like the most impressive match of the night.
She's goated. That's all I hear anytime I hear about any of her matches, that she's like the best wrestler of the card in Ring of Honor.
So intense, you know? So good. It makes no fucking sense that they're just like, well, we need something worth watching on ROH. Man, you need something worth watching on Dynamite!
For sure. Especially because, like, if Athena's as good as, you know, can kill it on Ring of Honor, she should be feuding with the hottest female, you know, wrestler right now, which is Timeless Toni Storm. She also had a great fucking showing on Collision. Just like her video package was just so. She's fucking killing it, dude. She's so funny, and I really am enjoying this.
She could also be the TBS champion. Who the fuck is the TBS champion?
I don't... Oh, Julia Hart, still. What else was I going to say? Oh, dude, Bounty Keith, All Elite. He had a match, a really good match on Collision with Eddie Kingston. I really like how they're booking Eddie and Brian, and I watched that guy that everybody was... I watched Collision because I wanted to see that Brian match against, what's his name? Hicho, Cero, whatever, the fucking loser.
Hachichero.
So this guy, his gimmick is he's like the best technical wrestler in Mexico. And I will say, there's a lot of things I didn't see, dude. He was fucking getting Brian's ass, dude. I know that Brian was putting him over, but I was like, there's a lot of moves I've never seen. It's almost like a innovative lucha libre technical style. I wasn't like completely sold on it, but I was like, damn, this is actually pretty cool, you know, when I watched it. What else was there on? Oh, I fucking loved Ricky Starks, dude. Ricky Starks on Dynamite, his promo with Darby and Sting. That really got me really hyped for their match.
They were supposed to have a tag match for the titles this Wednesday, and now there's like a tournament?
No, it's this Wednesday, like coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, isn't there like an Eliminator tournament going on?
I don't think so. I think it's just them, that match then, and then in like 2 weeks, the winner faces the Young Bucks. Or at least, I guess, Sting and Darby face the Young Bucks in March or something.
Okay.
But anyway, that's all. There's not really much going on in AEW, dude. I mean, the Patriarchy's still kind of doing their thing. Nobody really cares about Adam Copeland's stuff.
You don't care about the Adam Copeland Open Challenge?
No.
Who did he bury this week? Was this week Minoru Suzuki?
I think that was last week. I think, you know what? Maybe I didn't finish Collision, because I think he was supposed to say something. So who knows what's going on over there.
And then Adam Cole is in a wheelchair.
I mean, you gotta keep him fucking out there. This Wardlow match was not as good as last week's, I will say. Maybe I'm just not a fan of Commander. But we'll see. I don't know what's going on the road to Revolution, but all I can say is I want Swerve to be the next AEW World Champion. On Collision, dude, they said he's number one. He's number one on the rankings. Hangman Page is number two. This Wednesday they have the match, the number one contenders match, to who's going to face Joe. I really like I said, Swerve's promo on Collision, where he basically told Prince Nana, Mogul Embassy, that it's like, no interference, no excuses for Hangman. I'm going to beat him again. So I'm really hoping that he can fucking roll into Revolution with all this momentum, because I really want to see more promos like this with Swerve as world champion.
So it's a number one contenders match for Revolution?
Yes. Confirmed, sick. I believe. Card subject.
Sick.
But hey, you know, it's wrestling, bro. We'll be here next week. Is there anything else in this week you want to talk about?
No. And, you know, congratulations to Rock. You finally did it. You became a board of director, so you could steal another main event. I'm really proud of you. You worked very hard for this.
like all those tweets about like we want Cody or like what are the other ones like Rock getting fucking ratioed, dude, is like
Rock getting ratioed is really funny.
It's crazy, dude. Save WrestleMania. All these things that were trending like over the weekend, you're just like so many memes are being made. Like I was just so surprised at how vocal wrestling community has been about how much they want Cody to fucking finish his story. And it almost feels like they're gonna Daniel Bryan his way into it. Like maybe the plan was to have Roman keep the title until the fall and beat Hogan's reign. But what happens if this actually changes the course of history, that the fans are, you know, shaking their fists so hard and tweeting their fingers off that they want everybody to see Cody finish the goddamn story at WrestleMania 40? You know,
this is all because CM Punk went and injured his tricep.
No way. I can't. I don't know. It's so interesting. Like I don't know how that factors into this. With that being said, Rock and Roman, if that was happening at WrestleMania 40, there's definitely a way better way that they could have sold us on the hype. You know,
they could have done so much better. There's no reason for Cody to come out and be like, I need that title, but it's not gonna be me, and then bring out The Rock. What? Why? Just have The Rock win the Rumble.
That's the thing, you know.
Why do you need to be the Rumble winner?
Nothing really was said. You know, we're all just speculation. It's all speculation right now. You know, there's no nothing was really confirmed, so we just have to fucking tune in. And that's again the beautiful thing is that we're all getting fucking worked and we're all talking about it. It's coming out of our goddamn
just a bunch
checks,
of dumb marks.
You know? And that's why I think part of this is just like a business move. We'll see what happens on Monday. We'll see what happens on Thursday. And on Friday, I know I'll be tuning in happily. You know, WrestleMania season, it's getting fucking good. But before we close out here, any illegal tactic of the week? Obviously, potentially Rock stealing Cody Rhodes' spotlight, his WrestleMania spot. But
go see Godzilla minus color if it's near you. Go see Godzilla, people. Godzilla is the illegal tactic of the week. Godzilla is the best wrestler in the world. Godzilla be fucking other fucking kaiju up. Godzilla is not, this new movie is not about him versus other kaiju, sadly, but Godzilla fucking rules.
Well said. On that note, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Fiber Foodie, Best Food Foodies, Aren't the Foodie. There's a lot of plugs. Go follow all of them. What plugs do you have for us today?
I have no personal plugs, but you can follow the both of us at Illegal Tactics Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. The fucking follows have been rolling in, so please keep them coming. Tell your friends.
Who would have known
not posting would do the best for us getting followers?
I don't know
if it's because you love us or hate us, but hey, keep it coming, people. We're almost at 10K, and then we can start making some moolah. So thank you. We can get that creator fund. We can get some new fucking gear for the studio. So keep it coming. If you're looking for some crazy, fucked up, gory, bloody, scary, beautiful art, please follow at kitten.puke.
Oh,
at
God.
Kitten.puke.
Terrifying.
She is the best artist ever. So please give her a follow on Instagram. She rules. And then soon, you can follow my art journey. I'm going to start posting my art daily. I'll make an Instagram for it. It's very bad, but it's getting better, baby.
Let's fucking go. All right. Thank you, as always, for liking and subscribing. We love all of you. Go watch some wrestling. Don't get worked. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Peace out, buddy.